The Poetry of Michael Drayton. An Introduction. Michael Drayton was born in 1563 at Hartshill, Warwickshire, England. The facts of his early life remain unknown. Drayton first published in 1590 a volume of spiritual poems, The Harmony of the Church. Ironically, the Archbishop of Canterbury seized almost the entire edition and had it destroyed. In 1593, he published Idea, The Shepherd's Garland, 9 pastorals celebrating his own love sorrows under the poetic name of Roland. This was later expanded to a 64 sonnet cycle. With the publication of The Legend of Piers Gaveston, Matilda and Mortimeriados, later enlarged and republished in 1603 under the title of The Baron's Wars, his career began to gather interest and attention. In 1596, The Legend of Robert, Duke of Normandy, another historical poem, was published, followed in 1597 by England's Heroical Epistles, a series of historical studies in imitation of those of Ovid. Written in the heroic couplet, they contain some of his finest writing. Like other poets of his era, Drayton wrote for the theatre, but unlike Shakespeare, Jonson or Samuel Daniel, he invested little of his art in the genre. Between 1597 and 1602, Drayton was a member of the stable of playwrights who worked for Philip Henslowe. Henslowe's diary links Drayton's name with 23 plays from that period, and for all but one unfinished work, in collaboration with others, such as Thomas Dekker, Anthony Munday and Henry Chettle. Only one play has survived, Part 1 of Sir John Oldcastle, which Drayton wrote with Munday, Robert Wilson and Richard Hathaway, but little of Drayton can be seen in its pages. By this time as a poet, Drayton was well received and admired at the court of Elizabeth I. If he hoped to continue that admiration with the accession of James I, he thought wrong. In 1603, he addressed a poem of compliment to James I, but it was ridiculed and his services rudely rejected. In 1605, Drayton reprinted his most important works, the historical poems, and The Idea, also published, was a fantastic satire called The Man in the Moon, and for the first time, the famous Ballad of Agincourt. Since 1598, he had worked on Polyolbion, a work to celebrate all the points of topographical or antiquarian interest in Great Britain. 18 books in total. The first was published in 1614, and the last in 1622. In 1627, he published another of his miscellaneous volumes. In it, Drayton printed The Battle of Agincourt, an historical poem, but not to be confused with his ballad on the same subject. The miseries of Queen Margaret and the acclaimed Nymphidia, the Court of Faery, as well as several other important pieces. Drayton last published in 1630 with The Muses Elysium. Michael Drayton died in London on the 23rd of December 1631. He was buried in Westminster Abbey in Poets' Corner. A monument was placed there with memorial lines attributed to Ben Jonson.
Glastonbury by Michael Drayton from Polyolbion. Oh, three times famous isle, where is that place that might be with thyself compared for glory and delight? Whilst Glastonbury stood, exalted to that pride whose monastery seemed all other to deride. Oh, who thy ruin sees, whom wonder doth not fill with their great father's pomp, devotion, and their skill? Thou, more than mortal power, this judgment rightly weighed, then present to assist at that foundation laid. On whom for this sad waste should justice lay the crime? Is there a power in fate, or doth it yield to time? Or was their error such that thou couldst not protect those buildings which thy hand did with their zeal erect? To whom didst thou commit that monument to keep, that suffered with the dead their memory to sleep, when not great Arthur's tomb, nor holy Joseph's grave, from sacrilege had power their sacred bones to save? He who that god in man to his sepulchre brought, or he which for the faith 12 famous battles fought? What? Did so many kings do honour to that place? For avarice at last so vilely to deface? For reverence to that seat which had ascribed been? Trees yet in winter bloom and bear their summers green.
Sirena by Michael Drayton. Near to the silver Trent, Sirena dwelleth. She to whom nature lent all that excelleth, by which the Muses late and the neat Graces have for their greater state taken their places, twisting an anadem wherewith to crown her, as it belonged to them most to renown her. On thy bank, in a rank, let thy swans sing her, and with their music along let them bring her. Tagus and Pactolus are to thee debtor, nor for their gold to us are they the better. Henceforth of all the rest, be thou the river, which as the daintiest puts them down ever, for as my precious one o'er thee doth travel, she to pearl paragon turneth thy gravel on thy bank. Our mournful Philomel, that rarest tuner, henceforth in April shall wake the sooner, and to her shall complain from the thick cover, redoubling every strain over and over. For when my love too long her chamber keepeth, as though it suffered wrong, the morning weepeth on thy bank. Oft have I seen the sun, to do her honour, fix himself at his noon to look upon her, and have gilt every grove, every hill near her, with his flames from above, striving to cheer her. And when she from his sight hath herself turned, he, as it had been night, in clouds hath mourned on thy bank. The verdant meads are seen when she doth view them, in fresh and gallant green, straight to renew them. And every little grass broad itself spreadeth, proud that this bonny lass upon it treadeth. No flower is so sweet in this large cincture, but it upon her feet leaveth some tincture on thy bank. The fishes in the flood, where she doth angle, for the hooks strive a good them to entangle, and leaping on the land from the clear water, their scales upon the sand lavishly scatter, therewith to pave the mould whereon she passes, so herself to behold as in her glasses on thy bank. When she looks out by night, the stars stand gazing like comets to our sight, fearfully blazing, as wondering at her eyes with their much brightness, which so amaze the skies, dimming their lightness. The raging tempests are calm when she speaketh, such most delightsome balm from her lips breaketh on thy bank. In all our Brittany there's not a fairer, nor can you fit any, should you compare her. Angels her eyelids keep, all hearts surprising, which look whilst she does sleep, like the sun's rising. She alone of her kind knoweth true measure, and her unmatched mind is heaven's treasure on thy bank. fair Dove and Darwin clear, boast ye your beauties, to Trent your mistress here, yet pay your duties. My love was higher born, towards the full fountains, yet she doth moorland scorn, and the peak mountains. Nor would she none should dream where she abideth, humble as is the stream which by her slideth on thy bank. Yet my poor rustic muse, nothing can move her, nor the means I can use. Through her true lover, many a long winter's night have I waked for her, yet this my piteous plight, nothing can stir her. All thy sands, silver Trent, down to the Humber, the nights that I have spent, never can number. On thy bank, in a rank, let thy swans sing her, and with their music, along let them bring her.
Sonnet 12, Whilst Taking My Pen, by Michael Drayton. Taking my pen with words to cast my woe, duly to count the sum of all my cares, I find my griefs innumerable grow. The reckonings rise to millions of despairs. And thus dividing of my fatal hours, the payments of my love, I read and cross. Subtracting set my sweets unto my sours, my joy's arrearage leads me to my loss. And thus mine eyes a debtor to thine eye, which by extortion gaineth all their looks, my heart hath paid such grievous usury, that all their wealth lies in thy beauty's books, and all is thine which hath been due to me, and I a bankrupt, quite undone by thee.